first significant event was a group of rioters went on Church Street to the City Hall, broke out several windows of the City Hall, and then badly damaged a Ferguson police car that was parked in front of the City Hall. That happens also to be the only place that we deployed tear gas this evening. Most of the chemical agent you saw was smoke, but the tactical teams did deploy some tear gas in the evening regarding that also. We ended up with some broken windows later in the evening on South Florissant Road, south of the police department, on both the east and west side of Florissant Road. There was an attempt to do some looting at the Walgreens, the Chambers, and Florissant Road. There was a car set on fire in a parking lot adjacent to the Michael Brown Memorial in Canfield. That extended to a tree, but not to a structure. That was the only time that there was any gunfire here in the area was during that car fire. The fire department did not respond to the car fire in Canfield because at the time they felt like it would not extend to any structure, and because of the sporadic gunfire in the area, they felt like that it was not safe. We were able to seize a Molotov cocktail in the area of Church Street in front of the City Hall near the police car. There was an arrest made regarding that. I have the actual Molotov cocktail here on the tailgate of the pickup truck. We also seized earlier in the evening a 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Now, I've just learned that we also seized another pistol from an area here in the corridor, but I don't have any solid details regarding that. I'd like to talk a little bit about the line and some of the things we saw today in front of the Ferguson Police Department and the Fire Department. So, obviously, when we have peaceful protesters and they have the ability, even at times, to occupy the street, that's okay. However, what we noticed this evening was, and we have an array of things on the tailgate, rocks, bottles, a socket extension, looks like broken tent poles that were hurled at the officers, pieces of asphalt, small bottles filled with probably something you could drink, perhaps water or Gatorade, other small bottles filled with what appears to be urine. So those are all things that we're trying to obviously protect the guardsmen and the police officers from as they try to do their job. And again, I'd just like to express that when the officers are having those kind of events, it's very difficult for them to really manage the job they're supposed to be doing as well as they can. We made 44 arrests this evening. The majority of those arrests were misdemeanors. Most of those were either fair to obey a lawful order or fair to disperse. We did make 4 felony arrests. Three of them were, one was the unlawful use of a weapon, and the other were assaults against police officers. I wish I could give you more details on those right now, but I'm just getting this from my desk inside. So we'll be able to give you more regarding the nature of those arrests as we go on in the evening. I think generally it was a much better night. We didn't have arsons. We had some reports of some arsons, but they never seemed to materialize other than the knowingly burning in Canfield. Please keep in mind that because really right now it's a crime scene, Solway all the way down to Chambers is closed. The police departments and the guard is keeping that closed while bomb and arson works on those cause and origins of those fires. I just drove through there about 45 minutes ago, and there's a couple structures that are still smoldering. So it's going to take a little while before these guys can get in there and determine exactly what happened. They're probably going to have to do some shoring and some other things like that. Generally, I think it's fair to say the officers acted with an incredible amount of bearing and discipline tonight, and we saw some protesters out there that were really out there for the right reason. Unfortunately, there seems to be a few people that are bent on, I think, preventing this from happening the most ideal way that it possibly could. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Captain Ron Johnson.
Well, good morning. Like the Chief talked about, we did have a much better night tonight. And like we've talked about last night and earlier today, we are committed to making sure that we continue to make our community safe. We always reevaluate our plan, and we did that. We came out and worked in partnership. You know, a lot of the protesters that came out for peaceful protests actually were assisting us tonight. But once again, there are those that are stuck on violence that embed themselves with the peaceful protesters. So we'll continue to do that. We'll go back tonight and have a briefing and make sure we reevaluate so we can have a better day tomorrow. So we'll continue to do that. And our plan moving forward is to continue to make sure this community is safe, the businesses are maintained, and that people still have their rights for freedom of speech and protest.
Chief, The guard presence tonight seemed a lot more visible as opposed to last night, and it appeared that they were more in a support role,
where right.
leaving St. Louis County Police and the Missouri Highway Patrol to do the arrests or
exactly.
Crowd control or anything like that. Is that pretty much the standard?
That is, and you know, really that makes a lot of sense. These officers out here have been, there's probably not an officer out here that's not been engaged in this one way or the other since August. So these guys are seasoned, the guys and gals, they understand what they're looking at. This guard, however, man, they are an outstanding support role for us. We really appreciate our volunteer soldiers that are out here for us, and they can really fill in the gaps for us. When you drive down West Florissant Road here in the cold zone right there that we have right now for the crime scene, you see the guardsmen scattered out. You see them along South Florissant Road. And I really think that's a visual that in many ways, while it's perhaps alarming to some folks, I think in the same time it's probably comforting to some because it allows us to gain that measure of control. So the guard has been very helpful working in that assist role.
Chief, should a greater number of guardsmen been brought in earlier, and might that have made a difference in dealing with last night's construction problem?
You know, it's hard to speculate on what might have happened. You know, we talked last night about the fact that we were perhaps not optimistic, but at least hopeful that we would have a better night than we had. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Captain Johnson or myself or any commander here really envisioned how bad last night was. I think that was a scale that fortunately is seldom seen here in this country. So, again, we could what-if this. I tell you this, I know Captain Johnson and I have talked about this. We're happy the guard's here in a support role assisting us.
Are you saying you underestimated the danger? Underestimated the threat of the situation and didn't bring more guardsmen than other personnel and assets into play to combat it?
Well, I think if we act ourselves as a community, none of us could imagine last night was going to be what it was last night. And I've heard that all throughout today, that none of us could have imagined last night was going to be what it was. If any of us knew last night was going to be what it was, if we had a crystal ball, we'd have probably done something different. But we could have never imagined that. And so, you know, we reevaluated, and I think we're there where we need to be, and we'll continue to get better at it. And I think now we all understand what we need to do to make this community safe, and I think we're all on the same page. Because that's what I heard today. You know, a day before, we were kind of on different pages. But what I'm hearing today from this community, we're all on the same page to make our community whole and make sure it stays home.
Captain, not to be argumentative here, but when you talk to folks in the community, I'm sure everybody was hoping for the best, but in the back of a lot of our minds after what we saw in August, I don't think, coming from a new person's standpoint, a lot of us were hoping we wouldn't see it, but we kind of thought it would give you that it'd be as bad as it was. So from your standpoint, again, optimism, I understand, but how can you say you couldn't expect that you wouldn't see what we saw?
I don't think anybody thought it was going to be this magnitude. If you look through the history of our recent history of our country, we have not seen anything like this. So I don't think anybody would say that we thought it was going to be this. We didn't think it was going to be a cakewalk, but we didn't think it was going to be this.
Well, we've certainly seen riots before.
Yes, sir.
We've certainly seen destruction before. So how can you say that?
We have seen destruction before, and we've seen riots before. We have not seen anything here to this magnitude. You know, well, one thing that we keep saying, all of us, is that we maintain life. No one was injured. No one lost their lives. And that's a blessing. You know, for our community, that is a blessing. It's something that we can hold our hats on and be thankful for. And we'll continue to make sure that our businesses stay safe.
What new are you doing going forward to handle the threats that you guys pointed out?
Well, you know, you saw today the way we deployed our resources today. You know, we made sure those resources were where they were needed to be. But also, we've got some little help from our community today. And so it's about that partnership. And we just have to continue to make that. And that's what's going to make our community move forward is that partnership.
Chief, can you talk about the incident outside of City Hall? How was City Hall ever at risk of fire or anything? Or what? Can you talk a little bit about that incident?
Well, you know, the Molotov cocktail was seized right in front of City Hall, where the police car was damaged. So I think it's fair to say that... I don't know exactly how it was recovered. It didn't break, which was fortunate. But the very upper windows of City Hall were broken out. Some of the office windows were broken out. Obviously, the police car. So here's the other thing. You know, we were concerned that if we didn't go in there and interact with these rioters, that potentially anything could happen. And with the amount of arsons that we saw last night, we certainly didn't want to take that risk. So then, you know, there's a host of problems that comes with that, but we were able to manage that pretty effectively. I watched that happen, and I was pretty satisfied with the way that that happened. It took us about probably 25, 35 minutes, but we were able eventually to get that to a situation to where everybody moved on.
And also today, we didn't have the gunfire we had last night. And so when we found out the incident at City Hall, we were able to roll with the fire department, provide them security, and go there immediately.
We've got time for two more questions.
We will have that tomorrow. We usually get that over in the night. We had that for today. We'll definitely have that tomorrow. So if you ask, we'll have that information in the morning.
With the Thanksgiving weekend coming up, are you guys expecting any people coming home? More people? Are you expecting more or less? I mean, what's the expectation? What's the change?
There's a lot of people in town. There's a lot of people in town now. And like I said, every night we go back and we look at our plan. And we don't just stay with that same plan. We adjust to the situation that we have. We look at it each day. So we'll take a look at that.
Do you have any words for holiday travelers, holiday people who are coming in for the holiday into this area?
Well, this is Thanksgiving. We'd ask that you come here and enjoy Thanksgiving with your family.
Great. Still going to go on?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You're certainly welcome.